Ziggy Marley is the oldest of the Marley sons, and they all make music. He joins us today talking with the Cafe's Michaela Majune to play some of the songs from the new album Love Is My Religion. Michaela started by asking Ziggy if love is the organizing principle of the Rastafarian faith.
No, I would say love is the, that statement is the evolution of the philosophy. So it's not about Rastafarian faith, it's about love. So I don't need to mention that. I just need to mention love. Yeah.
So this is your religion?
It's my
philosophy.
Yeah, the evolution of my philosophy, of my concept of God and how, like, searching for God and spirituality all my life. I finally come to that determination, and I think it's a true one, that love, if we should have a religion, it should be love.
And I don't have to ask you to define love, because the songs do that.
Yes.
Would you do Love Is My Religion?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Great.
Yeah, man. Bring all the lovers to
Hey, I'm joining your church.
Welcome.
Ziggy Marley is here with us today on the World Cafe with acoustic versions of songs on his new album, Love Is My Religion. And who's playing with you today, Ziggy?
Today we have Brother Beezy right here. And this is Brother Sticky.
You cover a range of themes in the new CD, love, of course, also friendship, politics, superstition, the legacy of slavery in Africa. Yeah. Has it always been fairly easy for you to convert what you're thinking about into songs?
Songs for me is like, I mean, especially this album, it was very spiritual. It was really inspired, I felt. And a lot of artists feel the same way, that we're just like vessels or tools that are given songs, really. So the only song that is ever hard to write is a song that I had to write, you know, that wasn't given to me, you know.
Like if you get hired to do a soundtrack and they say,
yeah, like something
this,
like that, right. But usually we're inspired and, I don't know, I mean, feelings, emotions. It has been very easy for me to put that in words, you know, and I thank the spirits for that, you know. It's not like I went to school to learn how to do that, you know.
It seems like you're also quite a romantic. I'm thinking of the beautiful phrase, a lifetime isn't enough to love you.
Yes, it's multi-faceted because I kind of believe in, especially for myself, I don't know if anyone else have the feeling, but I feel that, you know, I've been around for more than this lifetime, you know, and that is that song emotes the feeling of knowing someone and having a connection with them, but feeling like I've known them before, you know. So,
would you do that one?
Yes, a lifetime. I don't want to be here stand on my feet, 'cause I am, yeah. Took the risk, the chance, just to understand, understand. And I've been cold, bold, selfish, misunderstood, yeah. Like the lamb, I will sacrifice to find you. 'Cause a lifetime isn't enough to love you. Can you dig it now? And a lifetime isn't enough to live. Oh, a lifetime isn't enough to love you. And one lifetime isn't enough to live. Am I so different than you? Criticize for what I do. I chose to explore the truth of you. And I won't be afraid on that day. I stand on my feet because I am, yeah. Took the risk, the chance just to understand. And I've been cold, bold, selfish, misunderstood, yeah. Like the lamb, I will sacrifice to find you. 'Cause a lifetime isn't enough to love ya. And a lifetime isn't enough to live. I can dig it now. Oh, a lifetime isn't enough to love you. And one lifetime isn't enough to live.
Thank you.
How amazing is this? Here we have Ziggy Marley in this intimate setting with just a few people, and tonight Ziggy will be playing for thousands at the festival. You're currently on tour with the Bob Marley Roots Rock Reggae Festival. Tell us something about it.
Yes, yeah, so the Roots Rock Reggae Festival is this is the second year we're doing it. We did it like 2 years ago or a year ago. It's a festival of good feelings. It's, you know, everyone can come, no matter age, no matter what kind of music you like. It's just good feelings. So on this tour this year, we have my brother Steve Marley. We have Bonnie Wailer, who is one of the original Wailers who sang with my father in the days when they were just starting out. So that for us is a big privilege and honor to have him with us. Just listening to the stories that he tells from those days, it's so much fun just to have him around. And we're really happy that he's still here to share those experiences with us. We also have a group called Oza Matley on it also, which is a very energetic, groovy group. So, you know, it's just good vibes, you know.
Sounds great. You're now, Ziggy, older than your father was at the time that he died. And I wonder how, if you think about that ever and how that strikes you.
I don't think, no. We don't think about those type of things, you know. We just live, you know. And I don't think about, oh, I've passed that. No, you know what I mean? Everything for a purpose and a reason. And, you know what I mean, we are grateful for the life we have. We're grateful for our father's life. And everything happened, and it happened, and it's the will of the universe. And we accept it, and we don't dwell on it or regret it. You know, we just live.
Good advice.
Yeah.
So you grew up playing music with your dad, and did it ever occur to you that you would be anything else but a musician?
Sure, I mean, I wanted to be a doctor, you know, yeah. I still want to be a doctor. Yeah. In Jamaica, we have classes and you can choose the subjects you want to take. And I choose to take biology because I was very interested in the human anatomy. But for me, it was a little boring because the first year I didn't get to do anything with my hands. We were just reading. And I rather learn by doing than reading. So I was like, no, this is not going to work for me. You know? So I went on, I studied some business accounting and stuff like that. But we're multifaceted and I'm adaptable. You know, music is one aspect of me. But I when I was younger, I also did farming. I took care of animals. So I like doing that. And really, anything I put my mind to, I could do if I wanted to, you know. So I'm not limited. Anything I want to do, I can do. It's in my mind.
You're a father now, yes?
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Four and one on the way.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
So are there things that stand out from your own childhood that you are sure to give your kids that you think it's important for them to have?
Yeah, coming up, I mean, I grew up, first thing, my mother and my father, so they sang in the same group, so they were away a lot. It was our grand aunt who took care of us a lot, but the main focus for her and the philosophy of the family was discipline, humility, and hard work, you know, so that has been a staple idea that I try and pass on to my children. Humility, for one, is a very important thing. Discipline, and you have to work, you know, you really have to work hard for what you want, you know. So I try to pass it on. And manners, having manners, please, thank you. I still say that every time now, like, that's how we grew. And my grand aunt always say, you know, manners can take you far in life. You just have to say, please, thank you, yes, you know. Just have respect for people, you know.
Thank you very much, sir, for answering that question. Do you have any sort of normal home life? I mean, you're out on the road and people know you wherever you go in Jamaica, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is that hard?
No, it's not hard. You know what I mean? In Jamaica, there's a lot of people who need help. So we try that once we're out of the house, that's all we're focusing on, helping people. And then we'll go back home, we can relax. But I've been traveling a lot these past few years. I haven't been in Jamaica so much. I've been kind of exploring the rest of the world. To me, it's necessary for me to grow as a person by getting out of the place where I know so well, you know, to meet different types of people with different cultures. So it was important for me to kind of travel and leave Jamaica for a little bit. But normal home life, I don't know what's normal to everybody else. You know?
It's a good question. What's
for me,
normal?
Yeah. For me, if I'm not doing music, then I'm just really relaxing. I'm just reading or watching a movie. I guess that's normal, just chilling, you know. Yeah.
Ziggy Marley is chilling with us today on the World Cafe. And there are a couple of pretty political songs on the new album, Love Is My Religion. Based on observations of the legacy of what's gone on in the past and what's going on with governments. One of them is called Be Free, which pretty much sums it up, although a lot of people don't seem to have that choice.
Yeah, you know, when I do the song on stage, I kind of try, I tell people, well, I heard this saying and I keep repeating. I like the saying that people should not fear their governments. Governments should fear their people. I like that saying and I say that. And we must be very aware of our freedoms and not be so complacent that we don't even realize when we are losing our freedoms because we're so complacent and comfortable in our life. And then one day your freedom is gone. And some people may accept it, but I love my freedom. You know, I love being free. I can't accept not being free in any way, you know.
Is that a song directed at any country or people in particular?
The whole world. Because, I mean, we see it happening in everywhere. And it is there's a physical freedom and there's a mental freedom. And both are being affected by the politics of fear, which is being used both by governments and by non-governments. Like, for me, let's think about the politics of today. I see governments using the politics of fear as a way to, or an excuse, or maybe it's a good reason to take away people's freedom. It might be. And then I also see, like, within the Islamic world, the extremists using also the politics of fear against their own people, using the fear of the West to ignite their base to hate, to anger, you know. So the politics of fear and the lack of the mental freedom for us to see each other just as human beings is something that is across the world. You know, we see it in all aspects of the world, you know.
It's an inspiring song. Would you inspire us with it?
Yeah, man, thanks. Be free.
Ziggy Marley au naturel, only with clothes on, today on the World Cafe. Thank you so much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the music. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on the World Cafe.